Sunlight starts to illuminate the darkened earth. A multitude of shafts of bright light shoot up from the surface of the globe and pulsate as it spins in space. In white lettering, the name Universal encircles the center of the globe, fringed with flickering white light. www.universalstudios.com. White lines dart across the screen. In white letters, Studio Canal, a Canal Plus company. A drawing appears of three circles. They become animated and intertwine. They are spanned by a fourth, which becomes the words, Working Title. A computer screen. Universal Pictures. Working Title Films present a WT2 production. Adverts on a web page. The word wanted with stick figures below. A cursor clicks on the advert. In white letters, five contestants for reality webcast. Spend 6 months in a house for $1 million. If anyone leaves, everyone loses. Are you the perfect housemate? Click to enter. The cursor hovers, then clicks. My Little Eye. Footage of a variety of potential housemates.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I'm 23 years old, and I want to come live in your house.
Hi, I'm Matt.
Hi, my name is Danny.
Charlie, just Charlie. Like Madonna.
Rex.
I'd like to be on the show because...
I want to get famous.
The prize is still $1 million, right?
The challenge.
Or the experience, I guess, just to learn about myself, you know, and grow as a person and all that bullshit.
Why should you pick me?
You should pick me because...
Danny.
I'm a fucking people person.
Why should you choose me?
Because I'm a team player.
What do I think about the rules?
What, nightly curfew?
If it's a house in the middle of nowhere, what would be the reason to break the curfew anyway?
You stay indoors. We're sleeping and go outside during the day. It's not a hard thing.
Well, usually I don't like rules, but, you know, these ones don't bother me.
I think I could stick to the rules for $1 million, yeah.
Four images of a house in a wooded area appear in the four corners of the screen. The group approaches.
Hey, check it out. I think we're being watched.
The screen changes constantly to show footage from different cameras in and around the house. Emma.
Yeah!
She sits on the end of a bed.
Good morning.
I'm sure this will be of interest to some of you.
Images of the group as they talk, cook, play outdoors in the snow. The images change faster.
Good morning, Matt.
The group eats at a candlelit table.
You guys definitely waste food.
I miss fresh fruit.
Danny.
Are you gonna eat those?
Go nuts.
He clears Rex's plate.
You know what I miss?
Matt.
The ocean.
I miss June. My social worker, June. If you're watching this, I miss you.
In the shops. You know, when we get out, we're going to live so yesterday.
Next week, we'll have plenty of money to buy new stuff.
Here, here.
Handsome Matt looks at Emma.
What do you miss, Emma?
Blonde Emma.
Intelligent conversation.
Amen, sister.
I miss my grandpa.
Oh, grandpa!
Here you go, Dan.
I'm going to take him on vacation when we get back.
Matt.
I don't miss my friends. Although I'd like to think about meeting some new ones.
Sunlight.
Hey.
Probably just a coyote.
Yeah, it's always a damn coyote.
I hate this house. Fucking creepy ass house.
What is it? You see anything?
Nope. Nothing as usual.
Brunette Charlie stands by a window in the kitchen. She gazes through the window as she smokes. Later, night vision cameras produce green-tinted footage of the inactivity in the house. A table covered in a cloth is by the window. Nearby, Matt is asleep on a settee in the lounge. In green night vision, cameras show Matt from various angles as he sleeps, a U-shaped staircase with wooden banisters. Upstairs, Danny's asleep under a white duvet. Matt sleeps in bed with a patterned cover. One bed lies empty.
cute.
So?
Emma to Charlie.
So? So I'd prefer my intimate moments to be intimate moments. It's not a porn site.
Well, you could always do it under the covers or in the den, the freezer.
Cameras adjust focus.
I don't know, there's something. He's just so intense all the time.
Yeah. He's a guy and it's been like 6 months that he's been here. He's really fucking horny. He'd fuck all in the wall.
Snow is falling heavily past the cameras. The house lies with a line of trees to one side. Metal fences lie around the perimeter of the garden. Inside.
Okay, let's take a look.
It's definitely cold in the house.
Nobody brought the flashlight down here, huh? What'd I do with the, clicker thingy?
The group wear coats.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, this is deliberate. They're putting the squeeze on us. Look at this.
Everything has to have an angle with you. It couldn't have just broken down. So what do we do?
I don't know.
Start a fire.
Yeah, there's no dried firewood outside.
No, but there's plenty of dry shit in the attic. We can just go chop some of that up.
Gotta work, boys.
Rex is in the attic. There is dust over the floor. He covers his nose.
Oh, God. Smells like piss in here.
Danny, Matt, and Rex sit by a pile of wood.
Looks like Mommy and Daddy used to like to keep the kitties in the cupboard.
A parent would do that.
I must have been talking to my stepfather.
Action man.
I always wanted a talking one.
Oh, Emma. Yes, Matt. Oh, Emma. Matt?
Emma?
Matt?
Emma? 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 Oh, Emma? Oh, Matt? Oh, Emma? Oh, Matt? Oh, Matt? Matt, wait, wait. What? What? Matt, what?
That's my ass.
I know, Emma. I know.
Grow up, Rex.
Oh, don't give me that nice guy bullshit. You don't want to fuck? Don't give me that nice guy thing. Oh, Matt. Matt? You don't have a dick. Why don't you have a... You don't have a dick?
You want to talk small dicks?
Yeah.
Charlie, talk to Emma.
Hey, cover!
Yeah.
The fuck are you laughing at?
Rex keeps a female doll and throws the action man to Danny. Later, Rex kneels on the floor. He removes something from his pocket and shoves the floorboard back into place. Rex repositions the floorboard, then flips a rug over the top. He steps out his room into the corridor. Rex turns and runs down the corridor. He goes down a staircase.
Is the first day of the rest of your life as a bomb smoker?
Oh!
He goes through to the lounge.
Jesus, I have never heard so many fucking owls. You think they have a tape out there?
He sits next to Charlie.
So, I'm thinking, when we get back, we gonna get mobbed or what?
Have to go into hiding? Have a stalker?
Matt slouches as Charlie smokes.
You know the number one cause of most stalkings? Forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness?
People forgetting to close their curtains.
Their curtains?
I read about this one lady who used to walk around inside her house at night. Buck naked, lights on, curtains wide open. She was always forgetting to close them because her property overlooked some woods. No one out there, right?
The group are seen through the window.
Well, there was. The stalker guy. Just watching those bright, welcoming windows every night. We started to think that she didn't shut him because she wanted him to see it. She was inviting him into her life. So we started this whole fantasy relationship with her. All built out of little things, you know, like
when she'd hang her laundry out. That was like a love token, an offering. So he'd steal her panties. I'm getting more and more intimate, this whole love affair in his head. So finally one night he breaks in. Only when he meets her, he meets a stranger. An upset stranger freaking out, wanting him out of her house. Well, he thinks she's just plain hard to get. So he asserts himself. Rapes her.
Charlie grimaces.
Strangles her to keep her from screaming.
Emma to Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, thanks. Now I suddenly feel all on display.
What do you mean you suddenly feel all on display? It's like, hello, hello, hello.
On the web is one thing, outside my window is another.
You guys don't have to worry. Statistically, strangers rarely kill strangers. You're much more likely to be killed by somebody you know.
Rex switches a torch on under his chin.
The kid I was at school with killed his parents.
No shit. What happened there?
Emma wraps her arms around herself.
He used a hammer. He beat them to death. Jesus. It's a little harsh.
Who was he? Did you know?
Give it up, Emma.
I can't really remember. I moved away before it happened.
Rex shines the torch in Emma's eyes. Emma covers her eyes. Matt turns to her.
So what was his name?
Fuck.
Emma looks to the window.
Probably just the wind.
Matt stands. Danny, with brown hair, is in a cellar. He's wearing a red baseball cap. The room is dingy and lit by a strip light. Hearing the noise, Danny looks up. He walks through a room lit by firelight. Cameras track his movements. Danny climbs a flight of stairs and closes an external door. He peers through the glass. Later, he walks around the kitchen table in its mismatched chairs. He opens a door. The curtains of a nearby window move in the wind. He shuts the door. Night vision images of the outside of the house and garden. A swing and a rubber tire hang still in the garden. In bed, Emma's eyes are wide open. Charlie, who is lying next to Emma, sits up.
What is that?
A light goes on. The bulb shines on the landing. Cameras attached to the walls follow Emma as she goes into Matt's room.
Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Danny, there's someone upstairs. In the attic.
You sure? All right.
Danny and Matt exit the room.
Let's go.
Charlie and Emma follow Danny and Matt. The group stand together on the landing.
It's coming from up there.
A torch shines ahead of them. A camera focuses on Matt's illuminated face. Danny shines the torch ahead of them as they ascend a flight of stairs. Nervously, Danny reaches forward and opens the latch on the door. He opens the door and goes cautiously inside. Danny shines the torch around them, then ahead of them. The group step inside the attic. Charlie and Emma huddle together. A shadow of a Venetian blind moves as a crow flies up.
It's just scared.
Danny walks confidently ahead towards the crow.
Crows can scent death. It's kind of a bad omen to have them flying around your house.
He reaches into a basket.
There we go. I got him. Oh, got him. It's got a broken wing.
Matt shines the torch.
Oh! It was the kindest thing to do. I'll take it out at daybreak.
What are you guys doing up here?
Rex enters. Charlie and Emma go.
We had a visitor.
What?
Yeah.
Rex yawns.
You know, I must have thought it was trapped.
Oh. Yeah, I can relate. This fucking house.
Rex stalks away. The crow lies lifeless at the bottom of the wicker basket on the floor. Daytime. The garden is white with snow. Danny pulls a sledge across the garden. It is still snowing. Danny looks over near a fence. He leaves his sledge and hurries awkwardly down a slope. Danny gets to his knees and lifts a large parcel from the ground. He carries the foil-wrapped parcel towards the house. Inside, the group watches TV.
What would I do for $1 million?
Matt practices golf.
I guess I'd do as little as I had to.
Would you try to just go naked?
Hey, guys. Package.
Oh. Hey, yeah, this is a package.
Nice find, Danny.
Found about a pool.
Okay, come on. Food. Cigarettes. Yes.
Bricks.
And a letter?
This isn't funny. We need supplies.
Oh, I'm tightening the screws.
It was addressed to you.
The box is full of house bricks and a letter. Charlie hands the letter to Danny. He opens it.
I want a letter.
What is it, man?
Emma, who's wearing a black polo neck shirt, swallows nervously. The group look over at Danny, who stands by the window. He looks at the letter, taking in its contents, then walks out of the room.
Danny? Hey.
Later.
So, the letter said that the funeral takes place in 2 days. In Florida.
Florida?
Yeah. So, obviously, he wouldn't make it back for the curfew.
We can't stop him if he wants to go.
No. We're just gonna have to persuade him that it's in his best interest to stay here, right?
His best interests?
Yeah, guys, I mean, look, we don't even know if this letter's real or not, right?
Only a twisted mind would think of that.
Yes, and they are twisted. I mean, what's this? What the hell? Bricks instead of food? You don't think this could be part of their game? Jesus Christ.
Could you build a creepier house? What if they're fucking with us?
Right? I mean, think about it. First, no heat, then no food. Now this. You don't think this could be part of their game? Danny's the weakest link. They want to break us.
No,
think about it. Really, really think about it. We are this close to $1 million, guys. We are this close. They don't want to pay us. They don't want us to make it.
Emma looks down.
Or, I don't know, maybe they're trying to spice it up for the viewers.
Or maybe his grandfather is dead.
Well, Emma, if his grandfather's dead, he's dead. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can
do. His grandfather practically raised him. What, do you have no feelings at all?
Oh, cut the crap. I'm here for the money, okay? So are you. Dress it up however you want. Exposure, slumming it, finding yourself, I don't know what. But the only person who's not here for the money is probably the person who needs it the most. But no, Danny's here to make friends. Okay, fine. Let's be friends to the guy. Let's give him some help. Some long-term, practical help.
Rex does a money gesture.
Well, we can't hold a gun to his head.
Charlie looks pointedly at Rex.
No.
No.
Okay. We'll tell him we'll have an alternative memorial service in the yard.
Emma looks away.
Emma, tell him.
You tell him.
She glares.
Come on, Emma, we all know he likes you best. Just ask him nicely.
He would do it best.
Matt, Charlie, and Rex look pleadingly at Emma. She steps back. Matt casts his eyes to the table. Emma rolls her eyes, then goes.
Maybe we should just let him go. Some things are more important than money.
Yeah, what, like pussy?
Hey, man, fuck you. Doesn't family mean anything to you?
You don't miss what you've never had, man.
Danny holds the action man.
Hey, cover!
In the lounge, the TV is on.
Let's go.
Rex is playing a video game on TV. He manoeuvres joysticks with his fingers. Emma is in a bathroom with creamy coloured tiles. She slides back the mirror of a bathroom cabinet and peers inside. She places a tablet on her tongue, then drinks a glass of water. A light comes on outside. The light streams through the window. Emma looks up towards the filthy glass. She sees some letters are written on the window in a dark red substance. She looks in the mirror and sees the words reflected. Sick bitch. Later.
Look.
Emma points out the words to Charlie.
What? The hell?
Charlie reaches towards the words.
Jesus. It must have been one of the guys fucking around. No. Charlie, I think it's someone else. Who?
Emma and Charlie stride along a corridor in their nightgowns and bathrobes. Charlie and Emma walk towards the stairs. Charlie peers behind her before continuing. They sit on the floor with the stairs above them.
I think we're overshot. Shoot.
They sit close to each other.
You know, I told you all about that. The kid at my school killed his parents. And his name was John Riley. Well, he wasn't just a kid at my school. He was a kid on my street. We used to play together after school. We had this one favorite game, Scaredy Cat, where we'd see who could spook each other the most. And it started out, you know, like jumping out from behind trees, shouting boo, that kind of thing. But then it got more serious. John had a kitten, which he adored.
He'd sneak it in his school, in his knapsack. One time, I swapped the kitten for a brick, and I tossed the knapsack into the school pool. He was so scared he peed his pants, right in front of everyone.
When I showed him the kitten was fine, he just gave me this look. This black look. Like, never turn your back. Because one day, I'm going to get you back for this. But he wouldn't surrender the game. He just kept screaming. Sick bitch.
Charlie looks in Emma's eyes.
First the bricks in the package. Now someone writes this. It feels so personal. I mean, why am I being singled out? Charlie, you don't think that maybe...
Emma, I just think that we've been in this house way too fucking long. Like Rex says, it's all a game. Bet it's just the comp.
But how would they know all that?
I don't know. Research, I guess. I'm... Let's just go back to bed, okay? Come on, it'll be okay. Come keep me warm.
Daylight. The sun shines, but snow still covers the ground around the house. Tall fir trees in the garden are dusted with snow. Shadows of the branches are cast over the ground. In the house, Charlie is having a shower. In a bedroom, Danny holds a drinks can to his lips. Danny slowly rubs his bottom lip up the side of the drinks can. Charlie runs her hands through her hair in the shower. Charlie's fingers run across her breast as she washes. Danny sits on a bed. He holds the can in one hand. A piece of string is wrapped around his other hand. He puts the can down and grasps the string. Matt runs through the snow, then walks towards a shed. He rests by a children's slide. The cameras track his movements. Indoors.
Guys, package!
Better be food this time.
The group unwrap a parcel. Charlie plunges her hand inside the box.
Aww, sweet. Champagne. They do still love us.
Matt slips his hand inside the box, sliding his fingers through white polystyrene chips. He removes the gun.
5.
Motherfuckers.
One for each, I guess.
The fuck? What?
I know what this... You fucking cocksuckers, I know what this means. Fuck you.
There are 5 bullets.
Do your fucking research, okay? Because him doing that to himself is the best thing that ever fucking happened to me. Fuck you. What?
Charlie looks at Rex.
Siri, put this out of harm's way. Come on. It's upstairs.
The guys go.
What, they think they can fuck with me now?
His dad, right?
Charlie slides the bottle of champagne back into the box. Matt is taking the gun. Charlie, wearing earmuffs, looks Emma in the eyes. Then they turn and join the guys. Rex lies defiantly on a bed with a bullet in his mouth. Matt, in a white t-shirt and a black v-necked sweater, enters Rex's room. Matt walks towards Rex. Rex removes the bullet from his mouth. Rex to Matt.
You're here to check up on me. It's not a front, Matt. I just don't care. I wish I did, but I don't. Anyways, I brought my own coping mechanism.
Some drugs.
Sit down. Hand me that book.
Matt hands Rex a book.
You want to worry about somebody, worry about Bundy. I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or be afraid of him.
Matt sits on the bed with Rex.
Why did they pick you, Matt?
Rex looks up.
What are the skeletons in your closet?
What, like I'm going to spill it now? Give them some ammo to shoot me with?
That's good. Yeah, it's good. But if there are any, they got them already. Question is, do you have any? Are you just sliced white bread?
He lights a match. Rex lights a roll up and starts to smoke. He shakes the match to extinguish it. Nighttime. Emma walks out onto the starkly lit porch. A hammock nearby rocks in the breeze. A shadowy figure lurks near Emma. A light shines.
Is someone out there?
The light from the garden glares in Emma's face. Snow still falls.
Emma? You okay?
Well, the security lights just popped, and I would swear there's someone on the edge of the forest.
Look, you're just freaked out. Charlie told us what happened last night.
Matt and Emma look out at the illuminated nighttime garden.
Emma, you can't think this has anything to do with...
To do with what?
Well, when you're a kid, you know.
Emma turns her head away from Matt.
Yeah. I guess that would be ridiculous. I know.
Yeah.
Matt goes back inside. Emma peers out into the garden. The white-painted wood of the porch timbers shine in the light. The security light goes off. Emma, wearing a blue bathrobe with a white star on it, writes in a diary. She writes, Wednesday, 3 a.m. I don't know how John found us out here in the middle of nowhere. I don't want to think about... Emma continues writing. She sits with her head in her hand. A camera outside the house zooms towards Emma. She is being viewed through her bedroom window as she writes. The camera zooms, struggling to see her through net curtains at the window. Morning. Emma is asleep in bed. A bloody hammer is on the pillow next to her.
Emma, what?
What's wrong?
Oh, what is that?
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Is that some kind of joke? Bugs, no. Did you put that in there?
Fuck off, Charles.
There were blood on it. I don't...
Just
what?
The fuck you put it there!
I didn't put it there. I didn't put it there.
Did you hear anybody?
It's mine.
What is people like fucking walking around the house?
Calm down.
I don't
know. Calm the fuck down. Please, for 2 seconds. Emma. There's nobody here, okay? Guys, this is the company all over again, all right? They've raised the stakes a little bit, but they're playing the same fucked up game, so let's just please calm down.
I'm coming inside now?
Emma backs away.
Game over.
She walks off.
I can't take this.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm gonna radio them. They can pick me up.
Stay. Emma. 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 Look. Okay? It was me. I'm sorry. It was a stupid joke. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What's your problem, huh? What's your problem? Hey!
Danny.
What's your problem? You're always picking on people. You're always picking on people.
Come on,
Danny!
Stop. Stop.
Danny!
Danny!
It's not working. Are you okay?
Emma puts on a jacket and shakes her head. Later, Rex lies on a single bed. He looks at the camera. Rex lies on his back. He moves so that his head tips over the edge of the bed. He chews a chocolate bar. The camera zooms in.
I'm here for the money. What's your excuse?
He stares at the camera.
What, you've got no life of your own? It's not real enough for you? No family? What is it?
He raises his hand to the camera.
I pity you. You sad fuck.
He eats some chocolate.
Rex.
Rex hides the bar as Charlie enters.
I just wanted to say that even for you, that was really fucked up. Why would you do that?
Charlie stands over Rex. Rex scratches his head, then looks up.
I didn't put it there, okay?
Charlie leans over him.
I didn't put it there, Charlie. I just said that I did so Emma wouldn't leave. I need that prize money, all right? I need that fucking prize money, and I wasn't gonna let her leave.
She sits.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, don't do that. Don't do that. I still think it's the company, all right?
Rex moves closer.
It's the company.
But how would they get it in there?
I don't know. They control all this shit, right? It's what they do. It's part of their game. They wanted to spice things up, so this is what they do.
Charlie sits on the edge of Rex's bed.
Plus, I think, you know, maybe they're pissed off that there hasn't been any action or whatever. Well, not recently. Anyways.
You think they're punishing us?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
He leans closer.
Maybe we've been punishing ourselves, you know?
Rex leans his head against Charlie's shoulder. She looks down at the floor, blinking. Then she turns slowly and looks at him.
God, I wish I had a smoke.
And Charlie, Charlie, wait. Charlie! No, no, Charlie, 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 wait, 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 wait. Okay.
Rex kneels down, then lifts a floorboard.
You want a cigarette? Don't say I never did nothing for you.
From inside.
One pack of cigarettes. For you.
Oh my God. What the fuck is this?
Just some...
You hoarding little bastard!
Charlie, shut the fuck up!
Charlie!
Fuck you, you little prick!
I'll split...
Charlie storms out of Rex's room and disappears down the landing.
Great.
Nighttime. Emma, Charlie, Matt and Danny eat around the kitchen table.
Why do you take cigarettes? He doesn't even smoke.
Fuck with me. Guy is a snake. He'd probably sell his own grandmother for cash.
Danny looks down.
He says my grandpa's not dead. That the letter's fake and it's all part of a game.
He eats a fork full of food.
You think that's true?
Matt shrugs and continues eating.
You guys gotta give me some of that, you know?
You are such a selfish bastard.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. You are so fucking self-righteous, you know that? You're so fucking self-important. I mean, all this John Riley bullshit, for Christ's sakes, do you really think he gives a fuck about you after all this time? Jesus, you must really rate yourself, Emma. You must really fucking rate yourself.
Knock it off, Rex.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Matt. Because she's not going to.
Charlie's mouth forms an O shape. She glances at Emma.
You know, if I was a psycho killer, I wouldn't be hanging out there. I'd have my sights set right on this house.
That's enough, Rex.
Danny stops Rex from grabbing food.
Don't kid yourself, kid. She's not into you either.
Charlie. Rex goes to the door.
Hey, psycho!
Don't be a fucking prick, Rex!
Psycho killer!
Rex!
Come on in! It's nice in here. We got food. We got liquor. We got women.
Stop!
One in particular you might be interested in. Come on in!
There actually is somebody out there.
He shuts the door.
There is someone there. Shit, he's heading this way. Emma, come on.
No,
Emma, come on. You're gonna open the door if you want to look certain something, okay?
A bearded man stands on the other side of the door, looking in.
I don't know!
It's John.
I know! No!
It's all right!
No.
All right!
What's wrong with you? Hey!
Whoa!
Get his ID!
Wait a second, wait. Come on, buddy, see my ID.
What?
Come on, see my ID.
Who you are? Oh, it's Travis Patterson. It's nice to meet you.
The bearded man, Travis, hands over ID.
Oh, come on.
Rex looks at the ID.
Hey,
give me the light, give me the light. Oh, yeah, you can fake this.
Oh, come on. Do I look like I'm under 21 of you?
What's your star sign?
Cancer. What's yours?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh. You see anyone else out there?
Yeah, it's just the Reaper.
Travis puts down a bag.
I swear, a few more hours out there and I'd be as dead as... be as dead as a battery as GPS.
Let me see that. It's a locator?
Yeah.
So you know where we are?
Yeah. You guys don't?
No, we don't. No.
He removes his coat.
I don't mean to be rude. But obviously you're very... concerned about security, but who the fuck are you guys?
You don't recognize us?
Should I?
You on the internet?
Yeah, all the time. I'm a programmer.
And you don't know who we are?
I'm sorry. You know, I'm tired. Am I missing a joke here?
We're part of an internet webcast.
Like a human aquarium?
See, there's webcams all over the place, you know, even in the bathroom. They're running 24/7. People subscribed to us.
What's the name of the site?
We weren't told.
You weren't told?
He grins.
You know, the company that set this up didn't start advertising until we got here.
Well, they didn't do such a hot job because, I never heard of you. And, you know, I live online.
Maybe you live in the wrong area.
Well, it's the internet. You know, it's a world wide web.
Well, there's a lot of sites out there.
Yeah, there are. So why would I watch you guys? What's your hook?
Well, she takes her clothes off.
Shut up, jerk.
I'm Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Travis. Sorry, man.
You definitely sure you've never seen me before?
No, I definitely remember.
Later.
We're here. Thanks.
What's the scale of this map?
Travis smokes.
On this map, what's the scale?
1 to 50,000.
Oh, fuck. We are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the nearest town?
Wilmington is.
Where's that?
That's right over there.
So where'd you ski from?
From my truck.
So where's your truck?
Where I left it, I guess.
Hey, does anybody want to dance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlie's in the hall. Travis jumps off the sofa and goes over towards Charlie. Charlie and Travis dance.
Do you believe his story about skiing out here all alone?
I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid, but it seems too convenient.
You know, he didn't seem fazed at all by the cameras. Remember how freaked out we were when we moved in?
Were?
You gotta pass that tough guy.
I only hope Charlie knows what she's getting herself into.
They hold tight.
Emma? Do you want to dance?
Danny looks hopeful.
No, Danny. Thank you. I'm gonna go to bed.
As Emma goes, Danny smirks.
Emma.
Rick, do you want to dance? Okay.
Rex and Danny smoke together.
You wanna go upstairs?
Danny watches Charlie and Travis kiss. Charlie leads Travis by the hand away from the hall. Charlie and Travis walk down the landing. Numerous cameras track their movements as Charlie and Travis walk to a bedroom door.
I hate that guy.
Freak! Mr. Skier!
Rex changes the music with a remote. Emma sorts out laundry. In the bedroom, Travis lies on a bed. He kisses Charlie.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie chipped out my chrissy behind his fine all the time.
Charlie perches over Travis and removes her bra. Travis's hands gently fondle her breasts. Matt leans against the wall. Disturbed by their lovemaking, he sits up.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all the time.
Sitting astride Travis, Charlie's body rises and falls to the rhythm of their lovemaking. Matt knocks on Emma's door. Emma sits on her bed. Matt walks away from Emma's door. Travis clutches the bedhead as Charlie writhes over his body. Matt wanders alone into his room. His head shakes slowly as he turns around. The noise of the lovemaking continues. Travis lies on top of Charlie.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
Travis cups Charlie's breast as he continues his lovemaking. He looks directly at a camera as his body moves over hers. Later, the green glow of a night vision camera. A bedroom at night time. A double bed lies to one side of the room. What appears to be a cloth-covered linen basket is to the other side. In the middle of the room is a rug. Above it, washing is in a basket. Shirtless Travis stands quite still by the door. He walks over the floor and approaches the linen basket. Travis places his hands into the linen basket. His fingers caress a bra. He looks over at Charlie asleep in the bed. He walks off with the bra in his hands. Travis opens the bathroom door. He switches the light on. He's reflected in a mirror.
I told you I could fuck her.
Later. A windscreen wiper removes snow from a window. The house squats in the snow. In the kitchen, Rex and Matt sit at the table. Rex puts his feet up. Rex yawns. Travis walks into the kitchen in his coat.
Say hi to the wife for me.
He carries his large black rucksack on his back. He walks to the door.
Guy, isn't Charlie great?
Rex to Matt.
He thinks we're morons.
Rex leaves the table and sidles up to Travis in the hall.
We know who you're working for. And I want you to tell the company that we're gonna get that $1 million. You so need to get laid.
Travis smiles at Rex, then he turns and walks away. Charlie lies in bed.
Come in, big boy.
She sits up.
Big boy has left the building.
Rex enters.
Sugar?
Rex leaves a drink in a mug by Charlie's bedside. He offers a bowl of sugar, then leaves the room. Charlie wraps the cover around herself. Emma, wearing a pink t-shirt, washes herself with a flannel in the bathroom. A grate opens. Hearing noises, Emma eyes the grate suspiciously. She glances around her, then goes to the front door. She opens it and looks outside. Emma walks back into Danny's bedroom. There are a few piles of clothes on the floor as well as over a chrome chair with a white cover. She walks to the bed and lifts the Action Man from the covers. She scrutinizes it before turning it over. She holds the drawstring. She places the Action Man figure back on the bed. Emma is about to walk away, then she moves back. She reaches across the bed and picks up a pair of white knickers. She goes downstairs.
Danny.
She looks at Danny.
I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to listen very carefully. I am sorry about all that's happened to you, but it's no excuse. There's no excuse for you taking my things. I can't be friends with someone who does that, okay?
I didn't take anything.
The knickers.
Danny, I found these in your room. Okay?
I didn't take them.
Danny!
Charlie walks in.
Look, we're not here much longer, okay? So why don't we just try to be civil, polite, and honest with each other, okay?
Charlie has started removing the washing from a white basket. Emma storms off up the stairs. Danny has been preparing wood. He puts down his axe. Later, outside, Danny pulls a sledge with wood on it through the snow. Danny stops and lets go of the string of his sled. He looks to one side, then he pulls his fur-lined hood off his head. Danny pushes through the branches of a fir tree. Danny crouches down in the snow. The TV is on in the lounge.
Mac! Guys, get in here!
Delivery?
I'm out.
He points at a backpack.
I found it by the snare. It's Travis's backpack.
Was it a grizzly?
No. There are no animal tracks. No footprints either.
Well, we have to radio for help.
Whoa, help for who?
For Travis?
No.
Guys, it's not real. It's not real. It's part of the game. Relax, please. It's not real.
Look, I don't know.
You don't know what?
There's blood. I mean, he could be hurt.
It's not hurt, Danny.
It's pretty real to me, Rex.
It's not hurt. If he was hurt, where's the body? They want us to call for help, guys. That's what they want. They want us to call for help. And if we do, you think some boss hog cop's gonna come down here and give two shits about our curfew when he sees my rap sheet?
All you can think about is the fucking curfew.
If we call the cops, we lose. That's what they want. That's what they want. Oh, Christ. Fine, fine. You know what? If you're really that worried about them, talk to them. Talk to them. They can get help, right? Talk to them.
Yeah, somebody...
Yeah, come on. Guys, look. You've seen what's happened here. You know where we are. I mean, send help.
Oh, yeah. And, Travis, if that is your real name, go fuck yourself. You're not gonna scare me out of my money. Okay, buddy? Don't give them the pleasure, guys. Don't do it. They've had enough laughs at our expense as it is. Especially at you, Charlie.
What?
Especially at you.
Fuck you.
You know that whole thing was a setup, right? You know that. That's why he picked the easy target. I mean, you notice he wasn't too afraid of the cameras, right?
Smoke wisps come from a cigarette Charlie holds in her hands. She glares at Rex. Nighttime, Rex sits at a table and looks up at a camera.
Travis, where are you now, you son of a bitch?
Rex jabs a penknife into the edge of a mobile phone. Danny to Emma.
Emma.
Danny.
I didn't take your clothes.
She dries her hands.
It was them.
They're messing with us. It's just part of a game.
Danny, please, don't.
Look, I made this for you.
A cloth parcel.
Take it.
Danny, I can't take that.
I made it for you.
She takes the cloth parcel from him.
Okay.
Emma goes in her room and shuts the door. Danny waits outside. Emma puts a towel down and unfolds the fabric of the parcel. She looks inside. It's a cat carved from wood.
Charlie?
Danny walks down the corridor.
Yep.
Emma.
From Danny.
Charlie looks over.
Oh, I get it. It's your pussy. Hi, Emma's pussy, scratch and sniff.
Don't.
Oh, come on, give him a break. He's spent hundreds of hours down there, bashing away with his little thingy.
I mean,
Emma's creepy pussy.
It's horrible.
Charlie and Emma laugh at the cat. Danny listens outside. Later, Danny's sitting in his room. He has his feet up at a desk. He holds the Action Man in his hands. Morning. The sun's rays struggle through the branches of the fir tree. A camera swivels from the fir trees towards the house. The house has four floors and has cameras trained on its windows. Danny swings from a noose in the hall. Matt goes upstairs and reaches for the knotted rope. The rope falls and Danny's lifeless body plunges towards the floor. The group rushes down the stairs to his side. Matt puts his hand on Danny's throat and leans over him.
Danny?
Matt.
Danny.
Matt, don't.
Danny.
Don't.
Danny.
He's dead.
Emma.
Oh my God. I can't look.
Emma turns away. Later, she throws up. Rex leans on a table and puts his head in his hands.
It's not okay. It's so not okay.
Charlie tries to comfort Emma.
What are we gonna do?
We wait for the helicopter.
Rex covers his head with his hands.
Game's over, right? Can't go on now.
Emma gestures with her hand.
What about?
It's not our responsibility. This is their fucking game. We played everything fair up till here, guys. This is not our fault. We did nothing wrong. We've done nothing wrong here.
We can't leave him there. Supposed to move, but my son on TV. I can't move him.
ship.
Or we could take him outside.
Outside?
Yeah, what you want? Where else?
Rex wipes his hands. Matt stands with his hands folded.
Okay. You guys take him outside and we're gonna try the radio.
Charlie looks over at Matt.
Please.
Later, Charlie flicks a switch on a wall. Emma stands behind her in her stars and moon bathrobe.
Oh, that's good. Hello, can anybody hear me?
Please, somebody's dead. Please help.
Outside, a camera zooms. Rex is wearing a white bathrobe. He and Matt are carrying Danny's body. They lay Danny's body on the ground outside the house. Rex puts his hands on his hips. Then he starts to cough. Charlie.
Please, we need help. Nobody's there.
Emma shakes her head and gets to her feet. Then she leaves the room. Outside, Rex to Matt.
I just fucking can't believe that he...
This isn't what we signed up for.
No, this is not what we signed up for.
They sit down.
What kind of a sick fuck would subscribe to this?
They sit near a snow-topped handrail. Rex leans forwards.
Hold on a fucking minute.
Rex stands up and runs off. Matt, his fluffy blonde hair hanging down, inhales sharply. Matt pulls himself up and gets to his feet. With a look of determination, he walks ahead. Rex sits at his desk. There is a computer keyboard in front of him. He puts the mobile phone back together. He wraps an elastic band around it. Charlie leans against the wall by the radio, smoking. Rex sits in his room, tapping at the keyboard.
Sorry the way things have turned out for us.
It's okay.
Emma stands by the bed.
Come here.
Emma folds clothes, then she puts them into a suitcase, then sits next to Matt on the bed. Matt looks at her.
Guys, you've got to fucking see this, okay? Where's Charlie? Charlie!
A sign outside reads, webcam free zone, one person only.
You guys ever wonder how the company plans on bankrolling our paycheck? I mean, do you ever think about how they pay for this house, the food, the goddamn helicopter?
Advertising revenue, right?
Subscription fees.
Right, well, you don't get one without the other, right? I mean, if nobody subscribes, the revenues dry up. And I've been thinking, this guy Travis, he was a fucking programmer. I mean, the guy's a webhead. He should spend his entire fucking life on the internet. So how is it that he'd never seen a single fucking ad? How is that?
Well, there's tons of shit on the internet.
Yeah, right. That's why I went on the internet.
Wait, how did you get on the internet?
The screen is fucked. The satellite uplink still works.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
Computer Club. I've been looking for our site, right? I have put our names through every single fucking search engine I can think of, and I have got nothing, guys. And I mean nothing at all. Not even an advertisement. Nothing. Not a single fucking ad.
The internet's a big place.
Yeah, it is a big place, but what I want to know is why are they making it so fucking difficult to find the site? I mean, if they want people to go to it, why are they making it so tough? Well, I did find it. It was fucking hard as hell, but I found it. Yeah, but it's fucked. I mean, it doesn't have a name. It's a fucking beta site. I happened to trip over it. I was tipped off of some fucking hacker news group.
What does that mean, a beta site?
A beta site is a... It's like a password name. It's like a fucking, just a mess of letters and numbers instead of a real name. It's fucked. Take a look.
This is our site?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to subscribe. I've been using Travis's credit card. This has a credit limit of $50,000.
How do you know it's $50,000?
I want a lot of shit at Computer Club.
Buy a house with that.
Yeah, but $50,000 doesn't get you through the fucking keyhole on this site.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it either. This place doesn't fucking advertise. It doesn't even have a real address. So I can't figure it out. The only thing I can come up with is that it doesn't want to attract attention. But why is that? And the security, holy shit, the security is fucking insane. I have thrown every hacker file I have at this thing. And we are talking about some serious backdoor fuckers. And I still can't bypass the encryption.
So what's your point, Rex?
My point, guys, simply put, is why the fuck would people pay so much money to watch us? I want to know, is this thing legit? Is it fucking legit? Is it fucking legal?
Like a porn site.
For Christ's sakes. Well, yeah, like a porn site, but except for her escapades, this is hardly a fucking porn site, is it?
So what is it then? What?
Am I the only person thinking this here? I mean, am I the only person? Is it only clear to me? Nobody's ever heard of a snuff movie before. Nobody's ever heard of a snuff set. I mean, Danny's dead already, for Christ's sakes. Let's not putting shit together.
Danny killed himself.
How do we know that?
Oh, Jesus.
No, Matt, then you fucking explain this to me, because this is seeming kind of fucked up to me right now. I mean, am I wrong? This is seeming kind of fucked up.
Rex looks at the screen.
What the fuck?
He clicks a button. The screen shows their profiles.
Oh, shit.
Why are their numbers against our names?
They're betting odds.
Oh, my God.
They're fucking betting odds.
Live footage of them. Confused, Rex looks around. He tugs a board on the ceiling. The board comes away. Rex reaches into the hole.
You sons of bitches.
He pulls hard, then a camera comes falling down. Rex inspects it.
You sons of bitches.
The group panic.
I'm just gonna email somebody. Come on, you son of a bitch. They've cut me off, these fools.
Wait, Rex, calm down.
Do you understand that there is no price for this? This is no price money. And now they're gonna fucking kill us.
Rex, look, this is not a snuff website. Come on, think about it. I mean, who are they gonna kill? The four of us? Look, you're the one who keeps saying this is just one of their games. That's all this is. It's just another game. They're just fucking with us. Come on. We're almost out of here. Tomorrow, we leave. Tomorrow, we get our...
Tomorrow? What do we do tonight?
Look, if you guys are that worried about it, I'll get the gun and stand guard till morning.
Later, Matt walks towards the staircase. Cameras follow Matt. Rex is in the workshop in the basement. Wearing a grey dressing gown, Rex picks up a hammer and looks around him. Emma and Charlie sit in the kitchen. Matt turns the light on. He looks cautiously around the room. Matt climbs the flight of stairs to the cellar door. He looks around him. He places bullets in the cylinder of the gun. Rex is boarding up the cellar door. Venomously, he hammers nails in hard. Rex looks around him, then peers at a camera.
You're still playing.
Late evening, snow falls. Charlie looks through a window.
It's dark out there, I can't see anything.
Emma looks.
Security lights would trigger if anyone was out there.
What are you looking for, Rex?
I don't know. I fucking saw it in here somewhere.
What?
Come on, you son of a bitch. Bingo! I knew Travis kept an emergency flare. We can set this off.
Yeah, but you'd have to go outside to shoot it.
I know. You could shoot it from the roof.
Yeah, okay. I just don't want to go out there by myself. So...
Charlie stands by Rex's chair. Emma and Matt sit near them.
I'll go with you.
Rex whips his head round and looks at Emma.
Okay.
As Rex and Emma walk away, Charlie sighs. On the roof.
Don't worry, this is gonna work. This is gonna work, and somebody's gonna see it, and somebody's gonna call the cops.
What, some good citizen?
They do exist, Emma. We knew one. You should have this. It's Danny's penknife.
Okay. Rex. I never even gave him a chance.
He didn't have a chance, Emma. They didn't want him to have a chance, okay?
They?
Emma, this isn't about your past. They just want you to think that. They just want you to think that.
That's why they picked me?
They stand together in the dusk. Rex nods solemnly. Emma looks down.
At first light, we head out together, okay? Okay? And they can fuck their money.
Standing on the point of the house roof, Rex lights the flare. A bright pink light shoots into the sky, along with pink-tinged smoke. The flare illuminates Emma's anxious, pale face and Rex's strong features. Defiantly, Rex waves the flare in his hands. Matt and Emma are in the lounge. A camera zooms towards them. There are lights on, but it is still a dimly lit, dingy room. The camera zooms towards Matt and Emma, who are sitting on the settee by the fire. Firelight flickers in a grate. The flickering light is reflected in the glass of the lounge door. Charlie sits and smokes. Later, clutching a hammer, Rex watches Emma as she lies sleeping on her bed. She wears a pale blue top. Rex breathes quickly. His head tilts forward slightly. Rex's wide eyes stare at Emma. He struggles to keep his flickering eyes open, then his eyelids close. Charlie sits with Matt in the lounge.
When I get out of here, maybe I'll give LA another try. You know?
Charlie holds a cigarette.
I was really hoping that this would be successful.
You're on prime time now.
You think?
The internet's global. You're always prime time somewhere.
Huge in Japan.
And you know how to be yourself in front of the camera? How to relax? That's half the battle, right?
I guess. I don't feel very relaxed right now.
Charlie's face is bathed in firelight.
Come over here.
She raises an eyebrow and looks at Matt. Matt puts the gun down and settles back.
I'll help you relax.
Charlie considers this for a moment. She nods her head, then stands up and makes her way over towards Matt. Then Charlie sits on the settee next to Matt. Matt rubs her back.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it. It's like a big knot.
She tips her head back. Matt's hands wander further down Charlie's body. Matt slips Charlie's robe from her shoulders. He leans in and whispers in her ear.
Lean forward.
Matt helps Charlie out of the silky robe. Matt removes his shirt. He kneels behind Charlie and caresses her shoulders.
Matt. You've got everything. Why'd you sign up for this?
Curiosity. See how it feels.
What, the isolation?
The fear.
The fear?
Yeah. It feels good.
Matt moves closer.
Should I kill her now?
He puts a bag on her head.
We're watching, isn't it?
Matt holds the clear plastic bag over Charlie's face. He pulls it taut over her mouth. Charlie's arms flail in the air. Matt's face is tense as he holds Charlie down until she stops struggling. Charlie's terrified expression is pressed against the misty plastic. Matt pulls tightly, then Charlie's head falls limply. Matt moves away from Charlie's body. He rests on the settee and wipes his forehead. Matt leans forward on the settee. Charlie's lifeless body slumps on the seat next to him. Matt runs his fingers through his curtains of hair. His hair over one eye, Matt looks at the camera.
Is that okay?
Rex coughs as Emma sleeps. He has a blanket over him. His hands go under.
Shit.
Rex gets up off a chair by the window. He moves over towards Emma's bed where she lies sleeping. Rex pulls the edge of a knitted woolen blanket and wraps Emma's shoulders with it. In the corridor. Rex walks out of Emma's bedroom door and closes it behind him. A camera zooms towards Rex. He wears a bathrobe over his other clothes. Rex looks around him, then sneaks carefully down the corridor. Rex is wearing a beige-coloured t-shirt. He walks down the stairs. There's a camera behind him on the wall. He climbs down the stairs. Ahead of him is the glass door with the lounge beyond it. Cameras were. Rex is now at the bottom of the stairs. Through the gloom, light from a window shines some illumination on his grey dressing gown. Rex looks behind him, then keeps walking. He steps past the wooden panelled radio area. A camera zooms to the door. Matt's head pokes furtively through the doorway. Rex is in the kitchen. He leans on the table and lifts an asthma inhaler to his mouth. He covers his mouth and gently holds his neck. Then Rex walks across the kitchen. Rex fingers his inhaler, then slips it into the pocket of his robe. He turns the tap on. Rex leans forward and drinks some water. He wipes his mouth with a fist. Rex covers his mouth with his hands. Hearing music, he turns round. The room is green through night vision. Rex turns and walks away from the sink. Under cabinet strip lights illuminate hanging mugs beside him. Rex's eyes glow eerily white.
Press the friggin' start button, would ya?
Rex looks behind him. His nose pokes through the glass doors to the lounge. Rex opens the doors. He clutches the hammer in his hand and steps forwards.
Hello. Press the button.
The room is in darkness. Rex walks slowly through the room. The TV is on. Rex kneels in front of it. He picks up the joystick and settles himself down on the floor. Matt gets up from behind a piano. He's holding an axe.
Come on, today. Let's go.
At first, everyone...
looked the same, like nothing ever happened. I wondered if all of it had just been a bad dream. Boy, was I wrong.
Matt decapitates Rex, whose body slumps over. Matt slams the axe blade into the lounge floor.
Oh no, not again. Damn it.
A vein in her neck throbs. Matt runs up the stairs. Emma switches the light on and reaches for Danny's penknife. Then Matt goes in to Emma.
He's here. He's fucking here. He's fucking just come for us. Come on, come on, we gotta go upstairs. Let's go. Go, go.
They go upstairs. They dash into the attic. Holding his gun towards the door, Matt and Emma back towards the window.
Can you hear anything? Can you hear him?
Did you see him?
Matt puts his arms around Emma's neck. Emma covers Matt's mouth with her hand. Matt gets quickly to his feet.
Can you hear him? He's out there.
John!
No!
John, you out there?
No!
He slams the door and turns the light on.
Why are you turning the light on?
Because I want them to see what I'm going to do to you, Emma.
Emma stares ahead of her.
All that John Riley shit in your journal? You actually believe you triggered his psychosis? After all this time, he'd battle his way through some frozen wasteland just to win a childhood bet.
Matt leans on the door.
Rex was right. That's some fucking ego, Emma.
Matt raises his gun towards Emma and walks over towards her.
Get on the bed. Get on the bed, Emma.
She moves tentatively towards the bed. Then, clutching the penknife, she darts towards the door. Matt grabs her. Pinned down, Emma stabs Matt. Matt falls back onto the floor. Emma grabs his gun. Matt tries to go. Emma fires the gun. Clutching his wounded shoulder, Matt staggers out of the room. Emma holds the gun, then gets up off the bed. She walks to the door. Still clutching the gun, Emma peers nervously out of the door. Aiming the gun ahead of her, she quickly looks around. Emma lets go of the attic door and walks carefully down the stairs. The green glow of night vision as Emma walks down the stairs, holding the gun ahead of her. Emma looks around her as she negotiates her way down the stairs in the darkness. She clutches the gun in her hands and moves forwards. Emma gradually descends the stairs. She turns the corner, gun aimed ahead. Matt jumps her from behind. Emma fires ahead and knocks Matt's arm from her shoulders. She runs down the stairs into the lounge. Emma sees Rex's decapitated head in a pool of blood. A police car comes up the drive of the house. Matt charges towards Emma as she slips on the floor. Matt picks up the axe and chases Emma through the lounge. She slams the door in his face and fires the gun as Matt swings the axe through the door. Matt clutches his wounded leg. Emma Emma runs through to the cellar and stares at Charlie lying dead in a chair. She falters, then runs over to a door leading outside. She rattles the door, screaming, and eventually forces the lock open. The police car sits outside. The cop ushers her into the car and handcuffs her.
Get some deep breaths for me. There you go. Inside the car. I'm gonna take care of it. You've got nothing to worry about, okay?
He killed everyone!
Are you the one that sent off the flare? Huh? Yes? And there's somebody in there?
Yes.
Is he armed?
He has an axe.
An axe. Okay.
No, don't leave me!
Stay calm, miss. I'll be right back, okay?
He walks towards the house with a shotgun.
Car 1057 requesting backup.
The cop walks cautiously through the door and into the house. Emma watches from the car. The night is still, and a blanket of snow lies on the ground. The cop creeps through the dark house. He stands by a window, peering into the darkness. He continues through the house. The cameras follow him. He gently pushes the door open. He turns the corner. Rex's body lies on the floor. He turns suddenly at the noise, his gun raised. In the car, Emma waits, trembling. Cameras continue to record her from multiple angles. She squints as a figure crawls out of the house.
You've got to let me do it! I was in this house 6 fucking months!
What the fuck do you think I've been doing for the past 6 months?
Just give me the fucking keys, man!
What are you gonna do? Lead on it?
I can do it! Fucking
geese!
I can do it!
No! No!
No!
No!
No!
No!
Emma pushes the door open and runs away from the house.
No!
Matt clutches his stomach and watches her from his knees. The cop lifts his gun and aims.
No!
Emma falls to the ground. Her body disappears in the deep snow. Matt and the cop sit inside. The cop smiles as Matt pops open a bottle of champagne.
Time to celebrate. To the company.
Company?
Think they'll be pleased?
You'll probably get a promotion.
You think so?
Yeah. Your own parking space.
Parking space?
Who do you think we are? You think we have an office? Business cards? A brochure? Huh? There is no they, Matt. They is us. Just me, Travis, and some very rich clients. Low overhead, maximum profit.
Matt nods.
As for product, well, there's always plenty of low-hanging fruit ripe to be picked. Always five suckers.
You mean four?
She's a little wriggler.
Emma crawls around, blood smearing on the floor.
You getting this, Travis?
Yeah, looking good from here.
Let me see.
Blood covers the door as Matt's body slumps on the ground. Camera images of Emma as she crawls around and bangs on the door. The images slowly stop as she slides down the wall. ITFC audio description.